On a day that was supposed to end with Halloween celebrations in New York City, commiserations took their place. In the middle of the afternoon, a man driving what's believed to have been a rented truck entered a bicycle path, striking a number of pedestrians and cyclists. The path runs parallel to the West Side Highway on the western edge of Manhattan along the Hudson River. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
They left the house this morning. They were enjoying the beautiful west side of Manhattan on a beautiful fall day, and they're not going to be returning home. And that shock and that pain is going to be very real.
The 29-year-old driver, identified in U.S. media reports as Uzbekistan immigrant Saifullo Saipov, proceeded to collide with the school bus, injuring two more adults and two children. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill says the man then stepped out of the truck brandishing two guns.
A uniformed police officer assigned to the first precinct confronted the subject and shot him in the abdomen. The subject was wounded and transported to a local hospital. A paintball gun and a pellet gun were recovered at the scene.
Police have not confirmed witness reports that the driver shouted Allahu Akbar, Arabic for God is greatest. They've confirmed he shouted something when he exited the vehicle, but they're not providing further details. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says it's a painful day, but he says the city has been tested before.
New Yorkers do not give in the face of these kinds of actions. We'll respond as we always do. We will be undeterred.
Authorities say additional police officers will now be deployed throughout the coming days, with locals urged to be vigilant. President Donald Trump has responded on social media, tweeting, "In New York City, looks like another attack by a very sick and deranged person. Law enforcement is following this closely, not in the USA." But it's a scene becoming all too familiar around the world. In July 2016, a truck rammed into a crowd in France, killing 87 people. Just months later, a truck driven into a market in Germany killed 12. And this year, 8 people were killed on London Bridge and 14 in Spain when trucks mowed down pedestrians. Andrew Cuomo says it appears to be a typical so-called lone wolf attack.
At this point, there's no evidence to suggest a wider plot or a wider scheme, but the actions of one individual who meant to cause pain and harm and probably death and the resulting terror.
In Australia, RMIT Professor of Human Security and International Diplomacy Joe Syracuse told Sky News they are low-tech plots, but the consequences are wide-reaching.
One character like this can bring a great city to its knees. Commerce, education, finance, everything stops while we all try to figure out what's going on.